Oh, then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll start the sale with this Stradivarius violin left here by Mr. Stradivarius just before he died for repairs. Now, it has a beautiful tone. Little music, please, William. Oh, we'll sell this for a mere song. Well, we say about $500 to start.
Cafe, that must be one of Melby's songs.
Well, you know, you'll have to reach for a few high notes to own a Strad fiddle. At $500 a bit, now going at five on a bit, now going at five on a bit, now going at five. What? Nobody did? Well, William, put old Strad back in the box. Take number two. A genuine Besson cornet. Now, this is no con. A little music, please, William. Well, now, William has great musical ability. In fact, we think of sending William to Germany to have his talent developed.
Send him now!
Oh, William, I bet that cut. Well, one a bit for the cornet, $5, thank you. At five on a bit, now going at six on a bit, now going at six and a half on a bit, now going at seven on a bit, now going at eight, nine, thank you. At nine on a bit, now going at nine, at ten on a bit, now going at ten, at ten, you all done. Sold to Mr. Hogan's Field over there for $10.
Ten.
Now then, number three is an ocarina, sometimes vulgarly called a musical sweet potato. Little music, please, William.
What you think of my playing, Mr. Spencer?
Well, I don't like to think of it if I can help it, William. Play that in A flat. What? Afraid of the janitor? Oh, well, we'll sell this for little or nothing.
Well, say, I'll take it for nothing.
Put it back, William, put it back. I'll make money here. Number four is a banjo. Now, you know, banjos are something like human beings.